Michael Ullman is a local ophthalmologist, and Dr. Ullman, I have questions about the eclipse that I know you will help answer. Let's start with basic things.
Okay, great.
When I look just on a day, it's hard to look at the sun because it's so bright. My eyes know to kind of stop me from doing that. But if I make myself do it, what happens to my eyes?
It's very dangerous for your eyes. You can almost think of it like a kid with a magnifying glass, kind of burning ants. You can get a burn to the back of your retina, and it can cause something called solar retinopathy, and it can cause a permanent central blind spot in your vision.
How long does that take to happen? Because I know if you're burning something with a magnifying glass, it's typically not instant, but I assume damage is in degrees, and even a little bit can be bad.
Right. So I don't know of any studies where they've really timed it, but it's not an instant thing. But if it's a prolonged stare at the sun, so maybe a minute or so, I would expect there to be some damage.
Okay. And so it does take a little bit of time, and you don't notice it right away, right? That's my understanding, is that some of this damage can sort of be delayed effect, that you don't realize it's happened until maybe hours later. Is that right?
Right. So it depends on, you know, how long you were looking at it and things like that. And you might have a little bit of an after effect immediately afterward. But you're right, the damage can be delayed a little bit. But it really depends on how long you were looking at the sun.
Now, when I normally look at a bright light, of course, what happens afterwards is you blink your eyes, you have that little purpley, greenish splotches wherever the light was. That's not damage. Your eye recovers from that under normal circumstances, right?
Right. So this is very different than looking at a regular light. So, you know, all these manufacturers have to follow guidelines, and when you're staring at a light, it's very different than looking at the sun. The sun is even emitting radiation outside of that visible light spectrum. So that's okay. You know, I wouldn't recommend just staring at a light. But it's very different than just staring at a bright light.
And is it the light itself, or is it the radiation, or is it both that damage your eyes?
It's both. Okay. But it's mainly, like I was mentioning with that ant thing, it's a burn. So you're really burning the retina if you're just staring at the sun. And some people think, oh, this is an old wives' tale. This is not. It is a legitimate thing, and it happens. So. It's a real phenomenon.
And so it really is just like, because your eye is a lens, and your lens is designed to focus the thing you're looking at so that it creates a picture on your retina, and you're doing that with something that's going to cause damage instead of just create an image. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm glad you explained it. So now when we look at an eclipse, why is an eclipse dangerous? I'm guessing it's because if it's a 75% totality, the light is much... It's not as bright, and so your natural impulse to not look away is kind of not there. But the damage coming in from even 25% of the sun can be just as intense. Am I in the right direction?
That's exactly it. And I just think most people, you know, aren't walking around and just staring at the sun. Whereas with the eclipse, you really have that extra. Wow, this is insane! This is impressive. This is a rare event. I forgot my glasses, but it's not a big deal. I'll just so. I think it's just the impulse to just stare at it. And so it might not be as intense as the sun without an eclipse, but you're right. This is only a partial eclipse for people in Pensacola and Florida. So you're still going to get a lot of that radiation from the sun. That's kind of the reason why.
And now we are not in the totality, but at totality, when the sun is completely blocked out from direct access to your eyes, are you still at risk, some risk, less risk? I mean, because, you know, you're not getting the light, obviously, directly in, and you're, you know, not, the radiation is maybe or maybe not blocked out by the moon. I don't really know. But is it still dangerous even when it's in a totality?
So theoretically, no. Theoretically, if the entire sun is being blocked, then no, you're not really looking at the sun at that point.
Right.
You know, like I said, that's not really the case for us today. And I would personally, I'm not going to be sitting there staring at an eclipse without eye protection on. But theoretically, if the entire sun is being blocked out, you're not even looking at the sun then.
Perfect. This is so great. I'm so glad we had you on. You're answering all my questions so succinctly. It's excellent. Okay, so let's talk about eye protection. You know, what do you need to have, and how can you know that it's actually going to protect your eyes, as opposed to, you know, we've all heard stories about imitation glasses, knockoff glasses, or even the ones that are correct, say if it's scratched, you shouldn't use it. Tell me how to know that I've got something that's really going to protect my eyes for prolonged looking at the sun, and is even prolonged looking at it with these glasses safe?
Right. So the recommended eyewear, it'll say ISO. That's the organization that certifies these glasses for lunar watching or watching the eclipse. As far as how do you know if they're broken or if they're okay, if they're visibly damaged, I would just get another pair. They're not very expensive, and there's no reason to risk it. So to me, if they look physically damaged, just get another pair. How do you know if it's a legitimate pair, if it's really been certified? I would put the onus on the manufacturer, and you can say, like, hey, how do I know this is certified? And if they can provide some sort of documentation or explanation that, hey, this is really certified by the ISO, then I would feel comfortable using them. As far as can I look at the eclipse for a long period of time, you should be able to with those glasses.
Okay.
So with those glasses, you should be totally safe. Enjoy the event, stare at the lunar eclipse, and you should be good.
And if I actually went and found some ones I had left over from the 2017 eclipse. I managed to be lucky enough to have them still in my possession. And when I tried them on and looked at, for example, a light in my house, I mean, I couldn't see anything. Couldn't see it at all. Is that the kind of, you know, quick test that you, that should sort of indicate to you that you've got a pair that's likely to be good, or that doesn't really help?
Well, I personally think that's encouraging, right? If you said, hey, I put these on and I can't even tell the difference, that would really be concerning to me. But to me, if they just look, if they look like they are normal, they're not beat up, and they have that certification, that for me would be enough.
Okay.
But it's going to be a very, very dark shade. It's not going to be, I've heard some people say, oh, I'll just put two or three shades on. It's totally not equivalent. So it's more than just the darkness of the visible light. Like I said, it's also blocking out not visible radiation as well.
And I started to get worried when I saw that NASA had said you have to have a level 12 darkness for your welder's visor or goggles. And I'm like, oh, just any old welder's goggles, not enough. You know, like I start to get worried with that, right?
Right. So that dark factor, that was created just to measure how much visible light's being blocked out. So they say different sources say 12, 14, 16. There's different levels of that dark factor.
Yep.
That theoretically will be safe. I personally would just go by that ISO
okay.
recommendation, just because those are specifically designed to look at the sun, whereas these other, you know, dark factor isn't that specific.
Got it. That makes perfect sense. I've also read that, you know, your phone can be damaged, and so people are talking about putting the glasses on their phones, but also that even looking at the light on your screen through your phone, you know, the tendency is to think, well, my phone must be safe for my eyes, but if it's bright enough and that's coming through your phone, that's still going to have the magnifying effect or not. Is that dangerous?
So looking at the eclipse through the phone should be safe as far as if let's say you take a recording of it and you watch it later, but if you're trying to actually, while the eclipse is happening, kind of block out the sun using your phone
yes.
and look at it through the screen, that's a really bad idea. That's not going to work. The sun's going to still get through. So I wouldn't recommend, and just watch it and enjoy it in real life, right? So just, I would just put some glasses on that are certified and watch it. But actually watching a recording of it in attempt to kind of avoid needing glasses, that's just a bad idea. So,
but thinking of your phone as a safety, thinking of your phone as a safety block, that's not a good idea. That is not going to be effective.
No. And as to me too, there's professionals that are going to be recording this. No
right.
one's going to watch, you know, anyone's crummy cell phone footage of it. So there's really no point to risk that. That's not a good safety device.
Okay.
For watching
and then the last one, and this is particularly for us here, we may have cloud cover. People might well think, oh, well, there's cloud cover. It must be safer to look at.
Right. Yeah. No, unfortunately not the case. So no, even with cloud cover, you want to wear the glasses, and Again, I know it sounds, oh, this can't be that important. This might be an old wives' tale. This is real. It actually is real. I mean, this can damage your retina. So I would just take that small precaution of just wearing the appropriate glasses, even with cloud cover.
Well, Dr. Michael Ullman, thank you for joining us this morning. Super helpful. I know our news department is going to be able to use a lot of this throughout the day, and I'll replay this interview later. You're a local ophthalmologist. We met on Friday, so we didn't have a pre-existing relationship, but you've been super clear with me, and I really appreciate you joining us this morning to help teach our folks some stuff about safety for the eclipse. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope everyone enjoys the event, and have a great day.